All right, here at Ag Night in the Twin Cities, an event in conjunction with the Republican National Convention. And I'm speaking with Jim Breckstein, who's Governmental Affairs Director for CHS. And CHS, and also you are on the board for the Minnesota Agri-Growth Council, which is the sponsor here, the impetus for getting Ag Night going here. Now, tell me, Jim, why did the Minnesota Agri-Growth Council decide to have this event?
With this convention coming to town, we saw an opportunity as a board of directors for AgriGrowth to promote agriculture in Minnesota. The state is built on that foundation, and we have an excellent group of directors that represent all aspects of the ag industry on our board, and we decided to tackle this thing. And by looking out here this evening at the crowd and the way things are going, it's been an excellent forum to promote agriculture in Minnesota. That's what it's all about.
It's just absolutely phenomenal, this event. Now, tell me about CHS. You're a rather diversified company.
Yes, we are. We're a grain, farm supply, petroleum refineries, fertilizer, all the above, and been a very successful company. We're a Fortune 200 company at this point in time, and it's been a good run for our organization right now, and we're owned by farmers. You understand that, so it's good to be involved.
And CHS is one of the major sponsors of this event. Why did your company decide that this was an important event to be a major sponsor of?
That's a good question. And when you have a group of 17 farmer directors that lead our company, and you bring up an ag event of this magnitude to those folks, and some of them, you know, being from different parties, although this is a nonpartisan event, they all jump on board and say, let's promote agriculture. And it's a great bunch of guys to work with for that reason.
Well, and it is, as you pointed out, a nonpartisan event, and we probably, even though it's being held in the same city as the Republican National Convention, and the crowd, as you mentioned, is absolutely phenomenal here. Are you amazed? Are you astounded? What do you think?
I'll tell you what, I volunteered for the 8 o'clock shift when people started to come in and they were backed out all the way to the street and they streamed through on the red carpet, both sides plump full for an hour. And I couldn't believe all the people are coming. It's phenomenal and it's great to have everybody here.
Now, if you had to have one take-home message for a person who's here, who's a delegate, a policymaker, a politician, what would be the take-home message that you would want them to come away from this event with?
I don't think there's any question that when you come to Minnesota, agriculture is an important piece of action when you come to the state, and I think everyone would agree with that.
And you also have a lot of different types of sponsors here. The level of sponsorship has been huge. Do you think you're really getting the message of how diverse agriculture is, not just in Minnesota, but nationwide?
I think we are, and we have people from the meat industry, beef industry, poultry, pork, corn, soybeans, chemicals, fertilizer, and I'm just mentioning a few. I know I'm not remembering all of them here, but it's a diverse industry, and they're all here.
I know. It's great. A great event, and I congratulate the Minnesota Agri-Growth Council for this event. And thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you.